Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it! It's time for episode 673 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray. Actually, I botched that. Congratulations, you've reached Spotifyer. Spotify's firing 17% of its workforce. We'll see how that plays out.
Spotifyer.
There you go. Some threw me. But I'm H. Michael Cray. And with me, as always, Brett Peter, a.k.a. Pietro Stard Morris. What's up, Stard?
What's going on, man? What's new? The Spotify thing's funny to me because they just came out with everyone's like listener stats, you know?
Okay.
Like everyone gets their, you know, your year on Spotify statistics around this time.
Okay. Where it's Is that a big deal to people?
It is a big deal. People share it everywhere, like all over social media.
Oh, like, here's my list. Here's my
song. Here's your top 10 list of the year that you listened to. Here's the top song you listened to.
That's what I'm missing out over there is the year, once a year camaraderie of the list sharing and stuff.
Maybe. I think Apple has a similar thing now. But it's funny to me, like maybe Spotify is trying to
anti-social.
It's just, maybe they're trying to overload statistics onto people before they fire a bunch of people, you know? So you're like, you can't make heads or tails of what's going on with Spotify.
Oh, right. What's up? What's down? And you know, certainly they said to him, hey, finish those yearly reports for people before we fire your ass in the middle
of exactly. Yeah. Let me see the spreadsheets on so-and-so's listening data.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like the strikes are over out here and stuff, but then you go, okay, is this directly related to AI? Now they don't need 17% of these guys. We don't know. Is it they're not making money, or they could just now got robots doing their jobs? That's the paranoia of our times. You never know who took your job.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw you taking a sip out of a water or something.
Yeah.
And it looks like you either have the biggest straw I've ever seen in my life, or you're double strawing it.
Double straw, of course, you know. Nice. It's just that much more satisfying. You know what? I've been going to this. We'll get into this with Handren, actually, because it's about one of the other comedians. But I drive a comedian home. We go through McDonald's. And their straws are just flint. They're just not good enough unless you use two of them. That's the way I feel. Double barrel McDonald's straws.
Double barrel. Have they changed over the years?
Not so much, but I stopped going to drive through like 12 years ago. So now I'm new back to drive through. I'm like, these straws, you know, they're better than the paper straws, of course, but.
Yeah, it's like, what were we thinking when you come back to it?
But that's part of all the excitement that goes on at this club. And, of course, our guest is the reason.
Sounds thrilling.
there is real excitement. Some of it not suitable for a microphone. But here he comes now. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the Tom's toothpaste of comedians. He's the L.L. Bean of stand-ups. It's Maine's own Tandrin CV. Welcome back.
Oh, welcome.
Woo.
How about that?
Good to see you.
Hell yeah.
Good to be back on the show, guys.
Yeah, welcome back. But yeah, you're the reason I go to the club, and the club is exciting inside and out. There's all kinds of things going on.
That is Third Wheel Comedy in East Hollywood. If you're in the area, stop by any night at midnight. They have Midnight Madness. You never know what you're going to see.
Never know. Yeah, inside or out, exciting stuff. It's a place for people to work on their craft. Of course, you guys play poker upstairs. That's one of the controversies.
Allegedly.
Over there.
This is, whoa, no. Oh. We play Parcheesi and we do it for fun.
Well, whatever you do up there, there's a growing controversy that, I mean, you guys like it. You guys go up there and play poker, but some people don't like it. What is the... What
is this one
saying?
Person that doesn't like it, or is it
mainly one?
Oh, no. It's
oh, there are a bunch, but I have my own reasons. Everybody's got different reasons. Yeah. The people that are against it,
and what basically, the main reason is jealousy, and that's why I don't care.
Wow, that's just like a I don't know what it is like, but basically, when you ignore all the evidence in front of you for your own idea. But basically what people say...
Yeah, I'm a stand-up comic. That's exactly what we do.
Well, true, but you got to use logic to get there, or at least some type of proof. The people
I use Ableton to get there.
Listen, jealousy is not what people are saying. What people are saying is that it distracts from the stand-up, that it makes noise.
Jealous that it's more exciting than the stand-up is what I heard.
You could interpret it as that, but I think you'd be using too narrow of a filter. People are saying that it's right above the comedy.
You and your double straw technique is just let in all of these wild ideas.
My straw will not be the straw man in this argument. But basically, I'll tell you, Star Direct.
I want to hear what people are saying.
People are saying that it's too loud. That some people...
So you can hear the poker.
...too much on the poker and not on stand-up. I wouldn't accuse Handrin of that. Go ahead.
But you can hear the poker happening.
The poker sometimes is like you can hear it in the showroom.
That's because people are not being funny enough.
That I like that attitude. Actually, see, this is a great airing of both sides. I just learned a little bit from you there. But then when you think about, though, this is a problem start. These guys, when they're not winning at the poker, they come outside to smoke a cigarette. They've got 1,000 yard stare. All that's going on in their mind is what they should have done on the flop. And then these guys that are counterculture and somewhat unpredictable, and you don't know what they're going to say next, they become very predictable. Because all they talk about is it should have been the two, but it was and the four.
I'll admit, you know, some people might take it too far. Some people might, outside of the club, be at casinos every other night of the week. That's a problem for them.
Those are degenerate guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there is. I will say there is nothing more boring than someone else talking about their old poker game and what happened on that one hand.
It's hard.
You know, like I understand from if you're in the game that was a big moment, but
yeah, it's like,
and also every answer is going to be predictable because there's only 52 cards. So the story is going to be, is it one of the cards got turned over?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like baseball. It's very like, there's not that much that could happen. Day to day.
Shot fired at baseball.
Shot fired at baseball. Kramer, how dare you?
He's coming at poker. He's coming at baseball.
Well, there are sports that I support, and we'll get into those as we move through. But right now, why don't we get into the music chart, and I'll quickly wrap the history of recorded music.
Here we go.
We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGPT? Tunes. All right.
Solid.
Thank you. Well, we've entered into a new era. Spotify is downsizing. It seemed like they've only been growing since we first heard about them. And now...
they've only been growing. They've only been taking more of the profits, but then also never seeing a profit as a company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulling just like accounting tricks.
It's a weird phenomenon we've been seeing this last decade or so.
Yeah.
I mean, what is their profit model? Advertising if you don't pay and then people pay otherwise?
You're right. Subscriptions if they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I can't remember if they get paid by the record labels or if they just pay out, but there's a whole scheme there too where that leaves the artists out.
Yeah.
Well, they're Swedish, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, they're a slippery bunch. I think they'll figure it out.
They've never had to turn a profit over there.
Yeah, it's socialized capitalism.
Well, they have goldfish there, Sweden, right? Goldfish? Swedish fish, goldfish?
Swedish fish?
Swedish
like
fish.
The gummy fish?
Yeah. They still have that. I think that's still going.
Yeah, the Saab went under, but they still got the Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Saab. Oh, I love the Turbo. Those were great.
I love it.
You strike me as a Saab owner, Howard.
Yeah, I actually did have
one. He actually does. Isn't that funny?
I had a Saab. No, sorry. I had a Peugeot. Sorry. At the time, I had a Peugeot. They were both diesel option, and they both kind of had a similar body type.
Oh, yeah. Had that. Also sounded like you might have a... hole in the muffler because the diesel engine.
Yeah, that thing had a lot of problems. But yeah, a double straw. I'd go double straw in there. No, it was a diesel engine, so you'd have to hit this button to warm up the engine before you could start the car.
And a little foreplay with the car.
Yeah, but it was like a rolling living room. The interior was beautiful. It was just a fucked up engine. But it was a Peugeot 504, if anybody wants to Google it.
Wow, I do. Peugeot is a brand you could put a gun to my head and then say name all the car brands and that would not come out of my mouth. You know what I mean? Like I just forget about it completely.
Yeah, you should stay away from it mechanically, I believe. I also had a Land Rover, British car. That was bad.
Oh, Land Rovers are rough.
Yeah, really.
My brother had one.
Yeah, they really suck and they fall apart all the time, but they at the same time, there's like this cool status to having them, but everybody who has them, they're terrible.
Nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the body type on mine was so cool. And it was just like, all right, I keep putting up with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like Fred Durst with the Nookie.
Yeah.
It looks good. So he puts up with it.
All right. We're going back to the Shazam chart this week.
Oh, cool.
The most Shazam tracks in the United States this week.
Okay.
Coming up at number five.
Number five.
We got Teddy Swims with Lose Control.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in. Devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Should we just like,
wow.
I mean, it sounds good, but it's like, there should just be a genre now called Winehouse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's an epidemic of whiny men. And
and they don't sound dangerous as she did. She sounded like she
literally heard one note in that at the very end that surprised me in a kind of good way.
Yeah, that's it.
One single note. And nothing
that wasn't predictable.
I don't have any criticism of him as like a good voice and right. good influences. Like, I probably love all the influences that went into this music, but
right, all the soul stuff. But it's post Winehouse, and I think also it's post vocal talent show. So you used to hear a voice like that, and you go, "Who's this? Some old soul singer?"
Right.
And now you hear it and go, "Oh, is this just like the latest the guy voice? On The Voice?"
Yeah, exactly.
Idol. So
yeah,
yeah. Those like is what everybody does to make themselves sound.
And then you see a picture of them, and they like can't grow a beard yet. They're like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Some kid.
Yeah, you're like, how is that voice coming out of this kid?
Right. That at least was kind of a freak show, but a lot of times. Yeah, it's just
it's like blackface, but with being sad, where kids do it with their voice, and you're like, "There's no way you've lived enough life to sound that sad yet."
Right, you're just getting rewarded. Your parents are giving you love if you sound sad.
Or there's no way you are Motown on the inside. Like you're walking through life just feeling like, you know, Smokey Robinson inside there.
Yeah, ooh, the oppression I've had in these 8 years.
Yeah, I didn't get new shoes.
I just learned of a concept. I was just a guest on another podcast, but like they were talking about in what often happens to people like after strokes or like there's a certain mental condition or what have you, where like you can see somebody you recognize and you don't like there's something about them that you that doesn't seem real to you, like they're imposters.
Whoa. I would use this as an excuse as to why I don't recognize people.
Right. Or there's something that strikes them about you. You can recognize that they have every part of this person you know in your life, but you're thinking they're an imposter. And I feel like that with music like this sometimes. Like every element is something that I like, but there's just something I'm rejecting. My brain is just rejecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
it's not authentic or something.
Yeah, like Bruno Mars or Lumineers or somebody like that.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Lumineers, maybe.
Yeah, totally.
Who was that guy?
They pioneered movement.
Was it Avicii or one of those DJ guys had one of those, a song like that for a while?
Oh,
Avicii or Ceviche?
Avicii.
Yeah.
Hats backwards.
Avicii's Pizza?
Avicii. He died, you guys. Okay. I forget if he was OD or whatever, but hats back.
Oh, speaking of that, RIP Denny Lane. He died today, apparently, from Wings.
Yeah. That was five years ago.
Denny Lane.
Oh, Wings the band.
Oh, Denny Lane died?
Denny Lane died, yeah.
Wow. Was that just a telegram to the show? Where'd that come from?
I just learned about it probably like half an hour ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Avicii. Wow.
Wings the band or Wings the show?
the band.
Oh, okay.
The good one. The show.
Yeah.
Wow. R.I.P.
And
anyway.
The Moody Blues, I should say. Not just Wings. Okay. But a long story career. Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. All we can do is push on. Maybe we'll salute him a little bit in two charges.
There you go. Good idea. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Four.
Tyla with Water.
Where does this get Shazam? In the back?
Century City Mall.
Yeah, in the mall.
Yeah.
Who the hell, where would you hear this to Shazam it?
I got a Julius on my left. Yeah, I got.
You go down the
Sabuco over here.
You go down the hall towards the public restrooms, and then in the little speaker in the ceiling, you hear that coming through. What is that?
Is it just me? Does that have a? Does that have a Persian flair to it?
Okay, she could be in Calabasas.
Just like the style of music, I feel like it has a...
That beat kind of...
Yeah.
For some reason, that kind of beat has overtaken public spaces like malls, airports and stuff. Okay. It seems like that has been made the appropriate music to play in public spots.
Right. It may be because Benetton is gone now. There's no Benettons really anymore.
Well, Tyla, I'm reading now, is South African.
Okay, so it is world music.
So we're getting close.
Yeah.
You would get those little cards. Remember when Starbucks was like giving you the little cards for music? They would always be like, you'd go up to the front.
Download this free song.
Yeah. It's like that kind of stuff. World music.
Have you talked about on here about how the U2 album being automatically on the iPhone was one of the most egregious things ever done in music?
I was just talking to somebody about that like 2 days ago, and she was saying that she still gets that album like when she opens up her app or something. Like it's still haunting her that day.
Yeah.
We should, I wonder if there's any hacks about that, like deleting it or something you could put in the way of it so that that pops up first. But yeah, that thing was pesky. And
people were so mad about that.
Yeah.
Like more unified in their outrage than they are about real political issues, you know?
Yeah.
It's the only one that actually truly affected us.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody felt it on an individual level.
Yeah, on a daily basis. Daily
and you opened it and you had not gotten any music of your own yet, and it and iTunes is saying the first thing that you're gonna want is U2's new album,
right? And if they're like 700th on your list of bands, it could really get under your skin.
Yeah.
I didn't bother me as much as most people, but I don't even I like Bono even more than most people, so I wasn't a big outrage about that.
All right, coming in.
It ruined my year.
I tanked that whole year because of that.
Number three. Surround Sound featuring 21 Savage by J.I.D. or Jid. I don't know. But it's nothing to brag about. Gun blast in the background. I'm a black man with the bloodhounds. Mac 10 making love sounds to a bad chick. She from uptown, or from down south. Not a loudmouth. We could fuck around. Hit the music, baby, cut it down. Hit the doobie while you do me indubitably. I feel like I'm a bust now. I feel like a bust down. When I shine bright, blind niggas is up now. In the cut, big black truck pack sacked up. You could pick it up now. Nigga, fuck it, okay. Push the fucking pack off of the porch or break up.
Is this set by that same Orange Julius in the
Hey, I like that there's a little enunciation coming back to hip hop. That that was some solid bars.
Yep.
You could understand. It wasn't just mumbled away repeating the same thing over and over again. Was that a guy or a girl? Or am I not supposed to ask on that one?
It was a guy.
Is it just okay. Sounded like it could be a lady rapper too.
Yeah. That's a sample I'm trying to replace.
It's from the Most Def song. It's
good call.
I don't know if it's Nina
I think it's Aretha Simone Franklin
or somebody like that. I don't female soul singer, but it's that beat there has been around for a while
for sure.
Yeah.
You know the beats do a lot for the song for me in a hip hop song. Like he sounded good on it, but.
Yeah, you can tell when it's just the beat is the star and that anybody saying anything, that's still just such a dope beat, you know, that it's going to work.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Doja Cat with Agora Hills.
Ooh, Agora Hills. Going hard. This is in front of the Van store. This is where you hear this one.
Well, she's a Valley girl.
I feel like we've reached peak hi-hat in songs. Getting used way too much now. A real drummer would never pick that as a beat because they would have to play it so much.
If it would tire out a real drummer, it's not a beat.
Oh, dude, my brother talks about it. He plays with like a dance rock band and they'll like create beats and then he has to learn them.
Yeah.
And with him, he goes like, all right, dudes, I'm not doing all that. We'll figure out a simpler way.
Right.
It's funny. I get served so many like musician memes on Instagram, but there's like the warring sides between drummers and guitarists where like guitars will have the memes about when the drummer writes the song, you know, and brings the song in. And then like, but then drummers, I saw a meme the other day where it was like, when guitarists write your drum parts for you or claim that they can like write the drum parts. And it's always filled with just like impossible lines that are physically, yeah. Can't you just play it like this? That's like what those hi-hats are like.
That's awesome. Eddie Van Halen, he had trouble recreating some of his own parts because they were spliced together. But people besides him had even way more trouble.
Eddie did? Wow.
I don't know. That was in the book that last one that I read.
Oh, okay.
But then a 9-year-old Japanese kid could do it no problem.
Right.
Just like the recording.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Jack Harlow, Lovin' On Me. Wearing cheetah print. That's how best you won't be spotted around your boy. I'm like new whips and chains and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is I don't like no whips and chains and you can't tie me down. Yeah.
All right.
No. Anti-S&M. Sounds like.
I'm just. Yeah. He's a dude that the voice, I don't believe that's how he actually talks or sound. He's putting on
right. This.
We've gone back. We've regressed in the enunciation and he's going more back into mumbling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Harlow. Yeah, he gets
not
credit.
A fan.
He's the Macklemore of the moment. But people like him better than that. There's not as much pushback. Just kind of goes under the radar as the white guy of the moment.
So is one, I guess. There's room for about one.
There's always room for one.
Yeah. Rarely that there's more than one.
Yeah, and that's not even the street. You know what I mean? It's like even the white audience is really only one in there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now.
G-Eazy,
yeah,
whoever it is.
That's the chart. That was number one.
So that's what people are wondering about. That's what people are in places and I'm going, oh, what song is this?
Exactly, that's important.
I mean, I guess you would have to Shazam because they're all pretty, don't really stand out.
That's where the Shazam
sound like a signature artist to go, who is this?
Right.
That's where the Shazam chart's interesting because, you have to contextualize it like that. Like, these are songs that are playing out in the world, but and then they're also songs that people need to understand, like, what they are. You know, they're not necessarily like, oh, this is the new Tyla song that I love.
I think it also shows
like,
that.
Who is that?
Yeah, it might just
nobody
be
over 40
confused.
Is using Shazam.
Yeah,
I use it, and I'm right at the line there. You know, I'm just about. 40.
You're trans millennial, though, right?
Yeah, I'm trans millennial. I identify as a millennial. Appreciate.
Do you think you're going to go to a younger? Are you going to keep going down generation?
I think
are you thinking about trans
Z? You should go to Generation Alpha.
What is that? The millennial saying skip Z? it's like guitars versus drummers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can be credible as like, you know what I mean? Like even, I don't know their brands. I don't know. I mean, if I did go down again, I would take that advice and skip Z.
There's some interesting stuff coming out.
Off millennial.
About both of those where it's like, I think we have a good handle on Gen Z, but there's funny stuff coming out about them entering the workplace and causing a bunch of problems, like just not being very good at it.
Right.
And there's an interesting thing there where they're apparently like a lot of them aren't very good at computers because they've just grown up with phones so much. Like they understand a phone perfectly. But the actual computers, it's like the millennials still are kind of the best at computers.
Interesting. Wow.
I've just heard today that apparently Generation Alpha, at least on TikTok, this is a popular thing of like teachers complaining about Generation Alpha that can't read and they lash out at the teachers. And there's like educational issues.
You know, it's like
that.
No matter what the generation is, I always wind up going, oh, that's a whole generation of me.
It's yeah.
Like, oh, right. they get into the workforce and they don't understand it. They don't want to do any of it. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, okay. They're all getting yeah. like me now. Like,
yeah.
All their
but I love that you're saying they can't read and they lash out. Like, we're slowly devolving back to just like feral animals.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. The constant entertainment on the phone.
Does that yes. mean after Plus Alpha, there's going to be Generation Beta? Because that's going to be a weak generation.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how they decide these things.
They might change their name, something like, you know, Generation Bob. You know, just something to avoid that beta tag.
Right. Okay, well, that completes the chart. Shall right we take on. A break?
Yeah, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But you can kind of see also a little bit like why reading would be less of a skill that you like have to have.
Yeah, you don't have to have it. And you plus can just also get like everything GPT has context clues. Everything is so misspelled on social media and TikToks and
true.
Stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like you could still hear what they mean and everything.
Right.
Even though you're never seeing a correct
And you just
example.
Watch videos. Everything now is in video form, basically, you know.
Yeah.
Or people talking at you.
Yeah, like
very rare reading. You have to read something or you would even be stuck reading something as a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, go to audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah, audiobook.
Pretty soon there's going to be a class of people, just the readers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, they read all the audiobooks to us and then we find out yeah, they're exactly. lying about all the reading.
Yeah. But we trust them like sages.
Or it's all going to be offloaded to AI readers. Hey, read this for me.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and then we just got to trust the robots to be reading.
Yeah. Happening.
That thing about that these new kids aren't good with computers, that's fascinating. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that it is fascinating.
Like that just one generation that kind of mastered it, knew it, made the internet.
And then we all thought that, oh, they're going to be get better and better and better at this and better at coding and better at all that. And it's like maybe turning out not to be true.
Yeah, because you don't need it. You don't need a computer.
Yeah,
you're mostly a phone guy, especially with the economy getting bad. These kids won't have multiple devices. They'll just have their phone.
My daughter just knows how to use an Apple Watch. That's it.
Right. Yeah, then it's just going to be, I only know how to use an Oculus or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
I only know how to use a computer in the metaverse, not in real world.
Right. I only can ask Siri.
I think that's the reality we're going into.
Yeah, just ask that lady.
Ask, yeah. All right, let's do it.
Movies. My name is H. Michael Cray. I'm here with my guest, Handren Seavey, and
Brett Morris.
Yes, and this is the movie chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are freaking giant. Movies.
Nice.
Woo. Ooh, I have not heard the new version yet. I like that. Some all, very valid points.
Right.
Yes.
Are you a you prefer nudity over violence when it comes to R ratings?
My God.
Wait, I prefer it. Period. But then what's this R ratings thing?
Like those are the two ways movies go, is either it's sexual stuff or it's violence that would get you an R rating. Some have both, but you would prefer something that is just the, you know, sexual nudity and less violence.
Yes, except for like I watch a lot of old 80s and 90s action movies.
Yeah.
And those are just people getting their ass kicked. They're very simple storylines like that. I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be like these guys break in and they torture somebody, or no, like we're going to show like kids fucking, or not kids, but you know what I'm saying? Like American Pie or something like that. I'd rather see American Pie than say
Saw whatever, 4.
Cabin in the Woods. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cabin in the Woods is very interesting, though. That might be, I know you just thought of whatever came to your mind, but that's a...
Which is that one?
That movie steers in an insane direction you do not see coming.
Oh, okay.
That's I like probably that. Worth it for you.
I bet it's horror, though. The direction it steers...
It's a horror. You think it's a typical horror, and then it turns just like wild.
Okay.
That's one of the, in the last like decade or two, that would be on the list of like, here's one that will surprise you.
Okay.
I've heard that about it. I've never watched it. I grew up in a cabin in the woods, so I feel like it's just...
Oh, wow.
That's taking my culture. I'll tell that story when I'm ready. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Well, no spoilers, but don't read anything about it because you would be spoiled a lot. One of those movies. All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
These are the top movies at the box office this week. So this is Wish.
Wow.
Disney.
People give their wishes to me, and Disney. I grant the wishes I am sure are good for Rosas.
Some of these will never be granted.
Not some, most.
They deserve more than...
I decide what everyone deserves.
So I look up at the stars to guide me. I wish... And throw caution to every warning sign. Oh, you spoil us with your magic.
Every Disney song sounds like a Pink song, and every Pink song sounds like a Disney song.
Mm-hmm. Pink, just, I never would have thought that.
It's got to be the same writing team. She's always just balloting it up like that.
Also, we've just gone in a complete 360 for our morality about wishes, because I grew up with Aladdin, and that taught you that wishing for stuff wasn't always what it would came out to be, and that you should just try and get stuff and be honest who you are. And now this movie is like, some people get them, everybody should get them. Like, I thought we knew wishes were bad. It was bad luck.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's not fair.
Selling wishes to
he got
kids.
The wishes.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a wish.
Is it like a trophy? Everyone gets a wish type of thing?
So it sounds like.
That's what it's come down to, isn't it? It's this Gen Alpha.
Well, that's like the Star Wars thing too. Remember when they turned it into like everybody can be a Jedi. And some people like that, you know, like.
What was the rule before?
The rule before was kind of like you are born very special, like certain people, like if you're a Skywalker, it's just like in your DNA.
Right.
And then they kind of
You had to be tested for the Force.
The midichlorians. And then it sort of changed to like,
hard work.
The every man can be a Jedi if they really want it, you know. It's very much like of the times.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of wonder why, you know, Han Solo wouldn't have gone like, hey, let me get a little bit of those Force powers if anybody can get them.
Right.
Yeah, where do I pick those up?
Coming in number four.
Number four.
Trolls band together.
For us to go, the back streets.
Bye.
What's this, the new Sex in the City? Hey.
What? Oh, hey.
Are you all right? You're smiling and crying at the same time. It kind of looks like it's hurting your face.
It does hurt my face.
Oh, baby, what's this? Animated?
Oh, yeah. It's animated. It's based off the old Troll toys, you know, but given that kind of Pixar personality.
Isn't it not the first one, too? Aren't these, like, successful?
Yeah, there's been other ones.
Yeah, I have not heard or seen. I think I will soon. My daughter's, she loves the little trolls. She has a ton of them.
Okay.
And I think once she finds out there's movies, she'll probably be into that. So I'm glad I've saved myself so far, but this is in my future.
Is that when you kill your TV and no screens for the youngster?
Well, we don't have a TV for her. She's just an iPad. She doesn't even know how to use a TV.
Wow.
I think all the trolls should have like funny Danish accents.
What, you know? Act like real trolls?
Yeah. They should be like vaguely, you know, Scandinavian.
Is there candy trolls too? Is that the same thing or is that something different? Like they're like gummy worms or something?
Oh,
like
those
like,
are trolley.
Trolleys.
Yeah.
There's some, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen there, isn't it? They have like the same color and look, but one's a candy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're probably the oldest person I know that still refers to everything in candy wise. So like everything goes back to candy for you.
Yeah. Well, what are you talking usually about? Did I bring Snickers to the club? What are you talking
you
about?
You always have candy in your pockets.
Do you? But
that's prison economy. I trade for cigarettes.
You're the candy. If you were in prison, they'd call you Candyman.
Prison. Yeah.
I get a whole barter system going on out there. I've brought fruit over there. I brought all kinds of things.
Did he tell you how he stole a whole pack of beer from a guy one time?
No.
I'd love to know.
Accidentally.
This was crazy, right?
How do you steal a whole pack accidentally?
Standing in front of the club, right? Maybe like 20 feet away from the entrance to the club. This guy pulls up in a car and he has a case of beer in his hand. And then he goes, anybody want a case of beer? And I go, yeah. He goes, all right, I just need to scan your driver's license. And I'm like, what's that about? But I just let him scan the driver's license. What is this? And then he gave it to me. And so then I walked and just started giving them to all the comics, you know? So just giving away beer to all the comics. What kind of beer was it?
It was Modelo's.
Modelo's.
It was like a big, like 24-pack of glass bottle Modelo's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So anyway, minutes go by. People are enjoying the beer. All of a sudden, this guy comes out from a door like halfway down, not halfway down the block, but there's like a place that doesn't look like a residence, but I guess it's Lofts or something. And some guy just comes out of there and he goes, hey, man, that's my beer. And then we kind of put together that like the delivery driver just didn't want to fucking wait. So he just like took whoever.
He just grabbed anybody with a license to scan it.
Oh, that was the delivery drive. I see. Yeah. So you took this other guy's beer that was supposed to be delivered to him.
Yeah. In my mind, okay. I was just like, free beer just fell out of the sky. But really,
yeah, you didn't even question it.
Yeah, really, I was swiping for this.
I love that you gave the driver's license and everything, just claiming it.
But Andrew will tell you, it's not like you're standing in front of a bunch of houses. Like, there's nothing over there that looks like a residence at all.
Yeah. Wow.
It just looks like a big, like, you know, building that has like music studios or something in it. And the guy was surprisingly cool about the fact that we took almost half of his beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, dude, that's all right. I don't care. That's just one of the things that happens out there. There's a lot of shit that goes down.
I can see
there.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is, I'll share my screen here. This is Godzilla Minus One. I saw this.
Really?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Did you go to the movies or you streamed it?
I went to the movies. And it was, I saw it on my own too, which I haven't done in forever.
Wow, lone wolfed it to the Godzilla
I lone wolfed
movie?
It to Godzilla and some other errands. I just had a day to kill, basically.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you what, it was very enjoyable. Every once in a while, that's the move to make.
You saw it alone?
Yeah.
Are they on?
Were
they
you scared?
Yeah, were you scared?
I was terrified. I needed someone's hand to hold.
No.
So this isn't Godzilla versus King Kong, right?
No, it's not.
No. That was 2 years ago. They did that one.
This is very pure Godzilla, and it's really back to...
Yeah, who's the plus like, one?
It's minus one.
Oh, who's
and I'm
the
not
minus
totally
one?
Sure. I'm not totally sure why they
Godzilla?
Call it that. Maybe because it's kind of a prequel or something. Uh-huh. But
is this the sequel to Oppenheimer?
Yeah, is this what happens after
you know what?
The bomb?
Dude, yes. I mean, it kind of is because it's very based in Japanese post-war, like immediate post-World War II dynamics. And it's really grounded in that way. Like, there's a lot of pathos in this one. Like, there's, you see, like, a lot of Japanese culture, like, suffering, and this guy's going through, this guy, the main character is, like, a former kamikaze pilot who chickened out at the last minute. And in Japanese culture back then, you are the biggest coward and
shame.
And
your family.
You undermined our whole fucking country and, you know, that kind of thing. And he's dealing with that guilt and all, you know, there's like, it's a heavy movie. It's like, it's good though. And I like that they could have, it went too long. I'll say that. It's just too long. They could have shaved half an hour from it, but it's good. It's
minus like, a few more, you mean?
Yeah, minus more than one, please.
I think that what means is he masturbated and he finished before he was alone in the theater.
I like though that the Godzilla model, even though it's obviously computer or whatever, it looks very much like the original Godzilla. Like, it still has the like funny kind of thick thighs.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like walking yeah, sort of still gravity. It's like they're committed to that version.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna
I mean, why there's the chances of a giant monster being like awkward or totally, you know. Look at giraffes. You ever seen giraffes fight? It's the silliest thing.
Right.
Yeah. They're not meant for that.
Yeah. Any animal that's built to like where all the weight is at the bottom, but then they stick up long. It's just like, it's an odd.
I didn't realize, maybe this is totally common knowledge, but I forgot that Godzilla was technically created by the atom bomb.
Yeah.
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 I remember that. That's why he's got the electric lizard coils on his back.
Right. The heat ray. The heat ray fucks you up. You don't want to watch it.
I think that's what happened to that guy's house in Virginia, correct? Godzilla.
Kaboom.
That was
a popular thing in the 50s, giving everybody ability to like heat ray. Superman had, you know, heat eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't really, like Superman especially, that's not, we can't all kind of heat things up with our eyes and then he can do it just way more. It was just an extra thing they added.
Yeah, he didn't really need that. Superman's so overpowered.
Special.
Like, that seemed so cool back then. And then now it doesn't, to me, it doesn't age well because he's just overpowered. Like, he's got everything. It's not fun that way. There's no limitations.
I think that's the like the development over time of superpowers. Like when back in Jesus's time, it didn't take much.
Right. It's just not drowning.
The 20th century comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flipping liquids and stuff. But, you know, in our time, it takes more for people to be impressed.
Did you say flipping liquids?
Yeah, flipping liquids.
Dude, that's... That's what the Bible should be called for the new generations, flipping liquids.
It was this, now it's this.
Wow.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Right. These titles are getting ridiculous.
That is way
too... Yeah, this bizarre title.
Smile. It's why we have teeth. Oh, they got Bateman in there?
It's not why we have teeth.
Or Schwartzman? Yeah, good point. Somebody still cared about me, that I was still of value. The trains look way too concentration.
Colorful? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like they look like it's too...
Yeah. They're not taking you anywhere good.
Yeah, exactly.
Those soldiers just look like when Jerry was a penis on Seinfeld, when he was like penis versus the brain.
They got those little leotards.
Like the gray, just rounded hats. Like,
oh. Yeah.
Early first season.
It's the just more of the same, though. That's the...
Yeah,
I never saw any of the original ones, but it's not like it's going deeper into the universe. It's just like we're doing that pretty much that same story with a chick in Hunger Games over again.
Right, like with Spider-Man. Right. Just every 5 years they redo it for the new kids.
Right. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's just do it again.
Not a lot of fun. Very dreary, those movies. Very dark and dreary, and just they're basically escaping their with their lives for the whole movie. It's just, can we survive this?
We had Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner. That was our bow and arrow movie. Yeah. And that was uplifting.
Yeah, and the chicks he met weren't as, they weren't as, conflicted. They just liked the guy in tights. They weren't fighting over one's a werewolf, one's this.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Hey, speaking of beasts and ladies and stuff, how about that down in the Bahamas? Shark just ate a woman from Boston, a paddleboarder.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No kidding.
Yeah. Have a son.
Well, that's a wicked fucking bummer.
Wicked bummer.
Right. That was in the Bahamas, you said?
Yeah, they ate her or the shark ate her. That's the end of her.
That'll do it.
That one's a clean crime. Life. This guy with the blown up house, we don't know what's going on there yet. But the neighbors,
I don't know. I could see being able to, like, couples, how one will kill one on, like, a cruise ship.
Okay.
You could really take an intricate way to set up a shark eating, I think.
Just chum, pour some chum in your wife's bathing suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Soak it overnight. Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's the perfect crime. Yeah, that
explosion. I would have got away with it, too.
That explosion you said it was in Virginia? I sent you that video yesterday.
Yeah, Virginia.
That is a mind-blowing explosion.
Yeah.
Like, that is not just a little bit of... I've never seen a domestic explosion like that.
Yeah, that looked like Wizard of Oz, where the house lands on the...
What the fuck was that?
And it was already on fire, right?
Yeah, there was flares going up.
Yeah, there's, like, stuff coming out of it where, like, I've seen gas explosions, but it's not flames like that. And it's usually... like one little flame causes the gas main to blow. That was like massive amounts of some sort of other explosive in there or something. And I'm an expert. I should know.
Yeah. We can see your pipe making stuff in the background there. No, but the neighbor said that he had the windows tinfoiled out and a bunch of no trespassing signs and they would never see him. And it was just like, it's one of those things that after the fact you're like, there's a psycho in there. Like, it's obvious.
Yeah. What was he trying to hide? That's the question.
Flat Earth.
He's a flat earther.
The secret plans for the flat Earth. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Oh, look at this. Move over, Taylor Swift. Renaissance.
Oh, it's a video.
From Beyonce.
Don't pit them against each other. They are.
There we go. That's how you do it. Hey.
They're allies.
So, do you like this show?
I don't know what you waited for.
Wow.
Cuff it.
Today ain't the day.
Okay.
Because I'm in the mood.
What'd she say? COVID?
Deep in love.
How do we fix this? Because this is a very big problem.
I got this drink in my cup.
I'm out of breath.
We just need to simplify.
Interesting.
That's what she considers simple.
Yeah, that didn't simple seem production. Simple at all.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would do a, documentary about myself and then say a film by Beyonce. Because it's like, that's what you came up with for an idea was just to film yourself.
Yeah, really. What was that?
You know, like if she had directed a, a movie that was, fiction movie or whatever, and then you say a film by Beyonce, but when you say a film by Beyonce, what is it? A bunch of bad cameras looking at me.
Right, right. You're like, it's film of Beyonce.
Film, yeah. Film at Beyonce.
I'm with you. It's baby steps in the director's direction. We'll see.
For these megastars, I mean, it's a no-brainer at this point. You just always film a documentary of the tour as you're on it. And then you make all the money again when you release the film.
Yeah. And it shows you sweating over it and working hard. So even if it's not that good, you're like, well, boy, she put a lot into that.
Right.
I'd like to see her do my favorite tour documentary is Rolling Thunder Review. And
okay.
And that half of it is just fake stuff that didn't happen and them telling fake stories that never happened on the tour.
Is it?
I'd like to see that. Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of parts in that that are like interviews they do with people like that would never happen.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that part.
Like Norm MacDonald's book. It's just.
Yeah, exactly. Like a bunch of real stuff. And then they're like, also just put in all this fake stuff too.
I like that. I mean, it becomes, you know. You want to dig in and find out what's real and what isn't, or you're just satisfied to just not care?
One of the best I've seen that I don't think has ever gotten a proper release, but it's Cocksucker Blues, the Rolling Stones tour in like the 72, I think. And there's a reason they didn't put it out. Like, it's just such a window into absolute debauchery that it's amazing to watch. Like, you don't even feel like you're going to survive, like, watching it. You know, you're like, I don't know how I, you know, how anyone involved here, like, lives beyond, you know, age 30.
Right. Yeah, and the boundaries the filmmakers are allowed to cross, you know. You just,
right.
Like, nowadays, they would know, like, yeah, keep the camera out of the bathroom, you know.
Right. That should be the first rule. Although that's Chuck Berry's. You know, that's the opposite of Chuck Berry's philosophy.
Yeah, camera in the bathroom, that is rock and roll.
All right, that's the movie chart.
Right on.
Movies.
Movies. And, hey, congrats to the movies. They've recaptured America's attention. And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Shazam. We're here with Handren Seavey. He's got a special on YouTube. Check it out, called 11 Years. And you can see him live at the Improv on 12/29 at the Big Natural Show. 12/29 at the Improv. Special YouTube, 11 Years.
Spell that X-I-Y-R-S.
X-I-Y-R-S. What's the idea right behind that?
You know, just to make it harder for people to find and not as popular.
There you go. Good job.
When you think of a special coming out and there was an album for it, if it was a physical thing and it said, you know, 11 years, X, I, Y, that would look cool. When it's just something they got to type into a search engine, it's not, you know, wasn't a good idea.
Right. It happens sometimes. You're not thinking of the way that it will actually reach the people.
I just Googled it for fun, just to see, you know, your search engine results. And the first result is wordunscrambler.net, and it's about playing Scrabble.
There's some crossover there.
Yeah.
Get some spellers in your audience.
The second one is Instagram. It's your Instagram. So you're getting up there. Yeah. You just got to surpass Word Unscrambler.
God, Scrabble. I was dyslexic too, and that was always the evil game growing up.
All right, let's get into the hot picks. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Howard's pick. This is Sexy Red with Bow Bow Bow. F My Baby Dad.
Fuck my baby dad. Fuck my baby dad. Fuck my baby dad. I'm a fine ass bitch. I ain't in the house sad. Fuck my baby dad.
Bow 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 bow.
That's that booty me.
Hey, hey.
That's bow, 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 bow. That booty me. Look at them booty cheeks. All that ass on her. Damn, this bitch bad. Switch my hips when I walk. Yeah, I know you like that. My nigga fucked up. Fuck my baby dad. I'm getting outside. I ain't in the house, dad. We finna go out. Yeah, where the niggas at? It's looking like a drought. Damn. My mama got the kids. I'm getting out this house. All in the club. Bouncing ass, showing out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
Lip popping. Bitch, I'm so stopping. Looking like a
this is like a new genre.
Oh, I'm loving it.
talking shit about the baby
dad. Yeah, I think she paid for that song with child support money.
Could be, if the baby daddy is a good baby daddy. But I'll tell you, women have taken over hip-hop in a big way. I'm interested in what they've got to say, and they're saying it. Vehement. Give it up for them.
For the absolute stones to just put that on tape, like, for your kid to find one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's just amazing. Say,
what are you talking about? The kid was in the room when she recorded it.
She was holding the kid.
Holding the pretty cheeks.
But, she said, my mom's got the kid tonight. I'm going to the club.
Right.
And, bow, 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 bow.
Wow. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Four.
This is my pick. This is Dave Grohl solo, kind of. But this is a live version of the song Play, which I only just learned about it. Dave Grohl wrote this like 20 to 30 minute song.
Wow.
And it's like all instrumental, and they played it live just one time with this like all-star band.
Whoa.
And I recommend watching it. Like, I'm obviously not going to play the whole thing now, but it's cool. It's just like a...
Is it instrumental or has words?
It's instrumental, yeah, but it's like, it's fun. It goes through a lot of different catchy parts. Let's watch the... Hopefully it comes in.
What is he playing in this? Drums or...
He's playing drums. But he wrote all of it, I think.
Yeah.
This is like
when a drummer writes a song.
Yeah, there you go.
20 minutes long.
I could see maybe Kurt frowning on this from his grave, but also... That's cool.
The way they like it. It's just 20 minutes of this.
I think they papered that audience pretty good.
This was taped at Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I just roasted it.
The back.
That guy.
Is that George R.R. Martin on guitar?
It looks like him. I'm just about to say that's Alan Johannes, who's I'm a big fan of. He's got awesome. He's behind the scenes of a lot of great bands.
Oh, okay.
And he's an awesome songwriter and singer in his own right.
Respect,
and that was a perfect roast of him right there, though. Because he does look like George R. R. Martin.
That's why it was like a 20-minute song. What's it about? Traveling over mountains? I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Will there be dongs and 14-year-olds? I'm in.
It's a cool jam, though. If you just put that on in the background, I think you'll notice a lot of cool parts.
No, it did seem musically accomplished, that's for sure. And it had a nice...
Put that on at one of your holiday parties this year, just in the background. See if anybody notices. It kind of sounds like, what's that band, Trans-Siberian Orchestra a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like intense Christmas music.
The best kind of Christmas music, just intense. That's definitely what you want.
I'm learning now that
Silent Night.
I still confuse Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Rammstein. I still confuse them.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that once, and I'll never understand it.
Always think of the same band.
Must just be like something happened in your life that just crossed those wires permanently. Yeah. That's like I was saying the other day, like the band Ween.
Yeah.
Super accomplished, super identifiable, like cool band, you know. Something happened to me at some point, I think like early internet, where I was reading about Weezer, and then I feel like some band, fan or something.
Same. I was going to guess Weezer, because they sound the same, Ween, Weezer.
The band names sound the same, but the bands don't.
No.
But in my...
keep getting confused.
Right, but I'm saying like more than that, I remember a Weezer fan forum or something was like recommending Ween, and in my brain it was like, oh, these guys are just Weezer knockoffs. And then like I didn't pay attention to them again for years after that.
And that guy was Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Little insulting at the time.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Handren's pick. I love this. This is Andre 3000. The slang word pussy rolls off the tongue with far better ease than the proper word vagina. Do you agree?
Do you agree?
This is off his new flute album.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about the album is that the titles, I think, are actual like rap lyrics. Like they rhyme within the same title.
So you think that's where he snuck in the rap?
That's
into
where he snuck
album.
In the rap. I think that's where he's saying, he you wanted says, me to create some rhymes for you. Here you go. Just goes, read yeah, these titles.
I just do titles now.
This is another one. Put this on in the background and see if anybody notices.
Yeah.
Not that they wouldn't notice the music, but I don't think anybody would. It would just be perfect.
Yeah,
you could
like
hear
lobby,
this at the dentist.
Yeah, lobby music.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I'll say this. It's
I heard an interview with him, and he was talking about this, and he goes, yeah, everybody wants me to rap. I don't have anything to rap about
he
anymore.
Goes, I'm
he's
not
like,
holding
I gotta,
back raps. Yeah.
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 Everyone
yeah,
thinks
says, I got a colonoscopy
back.
Last week. Do you want me to rap about that?
Yeah, I love that.
This sounds like you have an appointment for a root canal at 3:45. Do you agree?
Yeah. They should play this in a gynecologist's office.
Why not? Puts me at ease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nice job. I mean, I would rather he did put out a rap album, frankly.
I mean, he's one of the best, and it's really selfish of him to hold back, but this
yeah, like just
is,
do it like
a
job.
Perfect.
Like Eminem does.
Right.
Just a perfect way to alienate your fans and
yeah.
Push the industry away more.
And keep Big Boy from making money this year.
I think it's, you know, it is what it is, and I know why people are, like, put off by it, but it is more of a vibe than I anticipated it being. Like,
yeah.
Each song feels like almost like a Brian Eno, like, ambient thing more than
that's
just,
the thing.
Like,
it is good.
Flutes.
For what yeah. It is, it's great.
Yeah. Like, it's actually a pretty good ambient album, you know? It doesn't necessarily sound like a guy losing his mind and just playing a dumb flute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will delve into it. But I like when he's like, who wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? Like I
of course. I mean, yeah, it's not gonna compete with that. Coming in at number two.
Do you think he thought it would? Sorry, but do you think he was like, I really thought this was gonna do better than Aquemini?
He's very
really
yeah.
Why aren't they going with me on this?
Number two. This is my pick. This is Mandy Indiana with Pinking Shears. I got this one from Matt Besser.
That sounds like if a flute artist just decided to make a rap album.
Oh, yeah, here's where the big bass thing comes in. It's kind of cool.
I was going to say, it sounds like recycling center music.
Yeah.
You're back Stomp. There with the machines.
Yeah.
Stomp in a recycling center.
Yeah,
Redemption
yeah.
Center Rock.
Idea. That's a good idea with the way the economy's going. You redo Stomp at a recycling place.
Yeah.
Recycling.
Put your cans over there, separate them from your
that's
bottles.
So funny. All of this is recyclable. Trust us.
Yeah. Then they start it.
Hey, that was kind of a world music beat right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking
and
of.
And not too much hi-hat.
Yeah.
No.
Minus
the
hat.
They got that right.
Just the trash can lid. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick. This is Pete Gabriel.
Pete Gabriel.
Oh, Pete. I didn't realize you're on.
He goes by
level
Pete
with him.
Pete Gabe with IO, the Bright Side mix. He's still doing this thing with bright and dark side mixes, I guess. This sounds like Pink to me.
I'm just a part of everything.
He's whoa, those are right up front.
He's hanging up, you know, up over the crowd.
Yeah. Doing trapeze stuff.
I walk with my dog and I whistle with the bird. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. I'm just
okay.
A part of
it's about as fun.
Stuff coming out. Stuff going
man, what
in.
What's the dark side mix?
Nobody's
like?
Gonna meme that lip part right there.
So it seems we really live apart, cause we got
that's a TikTok challenge. The stuff coming out, stuff going in. TikTok
yeah,
challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like Peter Gabriel. It's nice that he's putting stuff out. I mean,
oh,
he's
yeah.
doing more than Andre, at least vocally. So
no, his new stuff is very good. Like it's up there with his, you know,
it delivers.
His prime.
Yeah, delivers.
I feel I never hear him that up front with his vocals. He's usually more layered with the music, and he comes in and it's very. You're like, hey, Pete, what's up? That's why you call them Pete, because it's an informal album.
Totally, right, yeah. Right. He's announcing himself as Pete.
It's direct.
I want to hear a second of the dark side mix, if you'll indulge me, because I'm curious about the differences. Sounds the same.
Just chopped and screwed. Oh, more wow. Hi-hat. He put in
similar.
The hi-hat.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like maybe that's just a contractual thing they have to indulge him with. Those were identical songs.
Sure sounded like it.
I'm going to do that with my special on YouTube. Put out the Dark Side special.
Yeah.
It's just going to be the special, but it's upside down.
How do you spell that? D-S-E-L-V-N-Y-R-S?
Yeah, it'll be even harder to find.
No, but it's worth looking for and hunting down. Handren, super solid comic. Check that out for sure. And then... they can expect some great live stand-up, not only at Third Wheel, but on December 29th at the Improv.
Hell yeah. And if you just go to my Instagram, I have links to all those things. You can get tickets and everything through there.
And watch clips over there, too. Andrew, thank you for bringing me into that club. It's made for an exciting year. And I would
anytime,
you,
buddy.
We never have set foot in that place.
And in fact, the first time I got you to go, you did turn around immediately and leave.
Yeah, I went in there and just went, I'll never play there as long as I live, and just left. But I went back to it, and thank you for your mentoring, your coaching. You used to coach me before you got addicted to poker, but we won't talk about that, how that's hurt and affected our relationship. We won't go into that. But start. You've got some... things as well. Comedy Bang Bang World.
Comedy Bang Bang World, of course, improvforhumans.com. And announcing today, I've mentioned this movie that I scored earlier in the year. The movie's finally announced. They just released the cool poster for it. It's called Destroy All Neighbors, and it's hitting Shudder January 12th.
Nice. Is that a comedy?
Nice.
It's a splatter comedy, they're calling it. So it's a horror comedy, but it's definitely comedy first. And the splatter is like cool 80s like practical effects.
Very
stuff,
cool.
You know,
congrats
Alex Winter,
you.
Jonah Ray.
That's right.
Friend
no
of the
way.
Show, Jonah Ray. Kumail makes a cameo.
Mace, maybe Jonah will come back to talk to us about that movie. You guys can discuss.
Oh, yeah. We'll get him back anytime.
That'd be great. And congrats to you. You've graduated from critiquing film to being a part of it.
Yeah, you're ruining.
You're scoring them now. What'd you give it for a score?
Yeah, what'd you score? Yeah,
good call.
He just sits there and yells.
I think
out
it's
stuff
above a five. I have no objectivity to it anymore because I've seen it 9,000 times while we were scoring, and it got better and better for a while, and then towards the end, when I wanted to just like peel my face off. You know,
it haunted your dreams.
That it was haunting my dreams, but that's
working
not
on
a,
horror is the true horror. Yeah. Working on horror,
or even working on comedy, because you're just hearing the same jokes 9,000 times. You're like,
true,
but it did it worked for a long time, so I think that's a good endorsement.
Yeah, I will definitely check it out for sure. Look for that also. Head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. Great stocking stuffers for Christmas. And check out Griftors, the show where you can earn money each week by listening. And Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.